Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist on Cause. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, it's the first one of the five-week monthers, and for me to delve into something a little bit different. And on this week's show, we're featuring two of the large Wurlitzers installed in 1930, thus this year celebrating their 90th birthday. And those two organs are the one that was in the Trocadero Cinema Elephant and Castle, and then the one that was in the Paramount later Odeon in Manchester. Both organs were four manuals. The Trocadero had 21 ranks, Manchester only had 20, but in terms of specification they were completely different. But one thing they had in common was that they were both divided, either side of the proscenium arch. And incidentally, there were only five divided Wurlitzers in this country. The other three were, of course, the Paramounts and Odeons in Leeds and Newcastle, and, of course, the Empire Leicester Square, so a rather rare breed. So this is really an archive show, delving back in time to how those organs sounded in the cinema. Well, let's start off at home for me, namely the Trocadero organ, and to the person who really made it famous throughout the 1930s and 40s, Quentin MacLean. I think it's safe to say that MacLean was a musical genius of his day. His recording output, I don't think, really covered how much of a brilliant musician he was. If you listen to some of the broadcasts he did from the Trocadero, you'll understand how much fun he was having, which perhaps didn't come across in some of those recordings. However, one thing that he was extremely good at was orchestral transcriptions. And that's how we're going to start this week's show, with three tunes from The Nutcracker. Thank you. Quentin McLean there with a selection from The Nutcracker, including March, Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy and Waltz of the Flowers, recorded on the 24th of September 1937. So some historic stuff there. In the 1960s, the record label Carwell came on the scene and they did a number of recordings up and down the country, one of which was one of the only commercial recordings of the Trocadero Cinema in LP form. The organist in question who played that album was Dennis Matthews, and here he is with the Green Turtle Samba. Green Turtle Samba there, as played by Dennis Matthew on the Trocadero Elephant and Castle. And incidentally, that recording was made to raise funds for the Cinema Organ Society to buy the organ, which they went on and did. Now, unlike the Manchester organ, there's only one stereo recording of the Trocadero Wurlitzer, and that was done as a broadcast by Bill Davis in 1960. The broadcast, as well as content of the opening concert at the South Bank University, found its way onto an LP produced by the BBC. So let's go back in time once again to the golden sounds of the Trocadero Wurlitzer in full stereo sound with Bill Davis at the console with Butterflies in the Rain. Thank you. The stereo sounds there of the Trocadero Wurlitzer in the hands of Bill Davies. Of course, you all know that that went on to the South Bank, and it's currently enjoying its life at the Troxy in East London. On a slightly more critical note, and whilst we're at this halfway juncture, a lot of people who I've spoken to about the Trocadero organ who heard it in the cinema were perhaps a little bit critical of it. It wasn't the finest specification it ever could have had when it was at the Troc, but all of the additions that have since been made to the organ, I think, bring it up to the standard which it should have had in 1930. But in complete comparison, of course, the Odeon organ with those two lovely lush tibias, originally it had no English horn, it had one added in 1947 and removed one of the second vox humanas, so again, I think that at Manchester they were trying to make the organ a bit more pokey. But talking of Manchester, no trip to that gorgeous sound of rolling tibia and vox chorus would be complete without one track of Eric Lord. And here he is with I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. Lush sounds there of Eric Lord at the Paramount stroke Odeon Manchester with I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. You'll all know that the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust took over looking after the Wurlitzer in the late 60s when the Trust was formed, and they were responsible for producing a number of LPs featuring the Wurlitzer, and the last track is one of those, and so is the next one. They were in glorious stereo, so we had a wonderful record of how that organ sounded. And the next track is a waltz called The Gypsy Princess, and here to play it is Blackpool Tower Maestro of the time, Ernest Broadbent. Thank you. The lovely sounds there of Ernest Broadbent in full glorious stereo at the Odeon Wurlitzer in Manchester. Now we started off this week's show with an archive recording at 78 RPM and in mono, so let's end the show in exactly the same vein. To one person who really got to grips with the Odeon Manchester organ in the 1930s. In fact, this 78 was recorded on the 30th of May 1937, the same year that Mac recorded his performance. Here's Henry Crowdson there with a selection called On the Avenue, and I'll leave you guessing the titles until the end.
Thank you.
Henry Krausen there with On the Avenue, and the tunes were Slumming on Park Avenue, You're Laughing at Me, The Girl on the Police Gazette, This Year's Kisses, He Ain't Got Rhythm, and I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed this almost trip down memory lane featuring two of the big Wurlitzers of days gone by. Of course, the Paramount Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer went to the Free Trade Hall in Manchester and is now in the Town Hall in Stockport with that wonderful reverberant acoustic it's got there. So I'll be back next week as we leave the archive behind and bring us up into this century with some tracks of people who are very much alive and with us, and who we can all go out and enjoy at the moment. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time, take care.